In 1943, my future husband, Otto Kohlhofer, was in a sub-camp of Dachau concentration camp in Kempten. Accompanied by the guards, the prisoners had to march through the town past our tavern in their camp uniform. Whenever we had bread or anything else to spare, my mother and grandmother would make a package. Then, when I went to work in the morning, I would put it somewhere where the prisoners would come by. Otto was lucky. He had to buy milk and bread for the camp. I met him when he came to fetch milk. The guard, who was always there too, they weren't SS men anymore, but usually wounded airmen or the like, would even have lent him his uniform so that he could visit me. But that was too dangerous for us. We could only meet in the dairy store where I helped out as a sales girl. We couldn't talk much. We talked more with our eyes. In the dairy store, he said, "When the war is over, if I'm still alive, I'll come and fetch you." Contact with the prisoner wasn't without danger. They locked me up for a few weeks too. A women's league leader had once lived next door to me, and she reported that I'd had contact to a prisoner. I was locked away for a few weeks, but they couldn't prove anything, and after 3 weeks I was released. In November 1945, we moved to Munich. I hadn't really wanted to get married yet. I was only 20, but Otto said we had to marry or else we wouldn't get an apartment. There was an appalling housing shortage. As persecutees of the NS regime and as a married couple, we were allocated an apartment at Reuterstraße 28 in Lyme. It had been the apartment of a women's league leader. She was now in prison. But her son still lived in the apartment. We let him stay there. He was still young. He was okay. When we had enough, we invited him to eat with us. We told him our story too. When the woman had served her sentence and came out of prison, she made us vacate the apartment. We learned later that she no longer wanted to live there. She simply vacated the apartment herself and moved away. We were able to move into one of the apartment blocks in Nimmerfallstraße in Pasing, which had just been finished. That was in 1950. All the walls were still wet. The people who moved in there were mainly refugees, displaced persons, or, like us, persecutees. I remember most of them didn't have anything whatsoever, not even a broom. I recall clearly how they had to borrow our broom. In the early 1950s, there was a meeting in the Landsberger Hof Tavern in Munich-Pasing with a former Obersturmbannführer. There were neo-Nazis from the VDU, the Vaterländische Union, of course. Otto went with his friends and they occupied all the chairs, so there was no room in the hall for the Nazis and their supporters. While they were sitting there, the police arrived and more or less beat the former resistance fighters from the premises, so that the Nazis could hold their meeting undisturbed. That was the first time he experienced anything like that again after 1945. He came home beaten and bleeding. It was a difficult time. After 10 years in prison or concentration camp, then to see how quickly the Nazis were coming back and getting their old apartments and jobs.
I can remember it was November 25th, 1955. I was in a place in Neuhausen, and a film about Lenin was being shown. Suddenly, the police broke in black uniforms like the former SS uniforms, with steel helmets and carbines, and began hitting out at people indiscriminately. Simply because a film was being shown. This was only 10 years after those terrible things happened. And here it was, happening again. I was a member of the KPD till 1956, when it was banned. On the very day of the ban, the police came and turned the apartment upside down. My wife phoned me immediately.
They entered our apartment. It was a regular search, wearing long trench coats like in a detective film. they threw all the books on the floor in the living room, hoping to find something. They didn't really take anything away. My husband had taken all kinds of things to a hiding place when it had become clear that the KPD was going to be banned. But unfortunately, a lot was lost.